Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory,
what joy they bring to me.
How I long
once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Good morning, everyone. And greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we open your word, we ask the Holy Spirit to come forward to give us the guidance, Father, that we need, and to open our hearts and minds to be receptive so that, Father, we can grow thereby and give us a greater understanding of this your word, Father, so that we don't miss things that we should not miss. Now, Father, I ask this morning, in Jesus' name, be with us, Father. Be with us throughout this study. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. We've been going through Deuteronomy. And we're back in that this morning. It's been a pretty good book. Quite lengthy. But we have found where God has been giving Israel, a lot of laws, commands, and statutes. We're going to also be dealing with actually some consequences of that. Last evening, we had finished with chapter 28, 14th verse. Because chapter 28 is a long, long chapter. In fact, it's 68 verses long. And a lot of them are big verses. We may not even get through it this morning. Depends on what all they've got for us. But we start here with 15. He says, but it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Uh-oh. Curses. They're being told. Now, 16. Curse shall be in the city, and curse shall thou be in the field. It doesn't matter whether they're going to live in town, in the cities, or out of the cities, because if they're living out and they're trying to grow things, it's going to be cursed. 17. Cursed shall be thy basket and thy store. In other words, what you would have put back to help along and to be used when needed. Not going to have that because it's going to be cursed. 18. Cursed shall be the fruit of thy body and the fruit of thy land. The increase of thy kind and the flock of thy sheep. You see, it's going to spread through everything they have, really. 19. Cursed shall thou be when thou comest in, and cursed shall be when thou goest out. The Lord shall send upon thee cursing, vexation, and rebuke in all that thou settest thy hand unto or to do, until thou be destroyed, and until thou perish quickly because of the wickedness of thy doing, whereby thou hast forsaken me. Think about that. Boy, today we got a lot of them out here that has forsaken him, haven't you? Now, 21. The Lord shall make the pestilence cleave unto thee, until he have consumed thee from off the land whither thou goest to possess it. The Lord shall smite thee with a consumption, and with a fever, and with an inflammation, and with an extreme burning, and with the sword, and with blasting, and with mildew, and they shall pursue thee until thou perish. This all happens, or would happen to them, if they will not obey what he has gave them in commandment and statutes. And they didn't have in their day what we've got today. Because mankind today really doesn't have the excuse they have. Because he has gave to mankind so much more today. Than what they had. We've been given so much more to help you and I along the way, and to help us to do the things that he tells us to do. But for the most part, we don't. And we continue paying a price for that. but we don't seem to understand why it is happening. And that's one of the problems that we need to get settled in our minds so that we can overcome it. We just don't seem to do it. Mankind today just don't seem to be able to do that. Now, In thy heaven that is over thy head shall be brass, and the earth that is under thee shall be iron. In other words, they're not going to be getting anything from them. 24. The Lord shall make the rain only, make the rain of thy land powder and dust. From heaven shall it come down upon thee until thou be destroyed. With this all happening to them, what do you think God is going to be doing with those today that is walking contrary to him and to his word? Because he's gave you and I everything we need to be able to live by it. But mankind, for the most part out here, is just not doing it. He's going his own way, doing his own thing. That's what he's wanting. He's not wanting God. But he's also wondering why things are happening to him, and he has no understanding of it. Because, you see, the one, he doesn't know the Word of God, and he's really not wanting to learn. And he'll continue on his pathway into destruction. That's why we need to be praying for mankind and praying that the Holy Spirit can reach them and get into their mind that they stand in need of something far greater than themselves, and that what they are in need of is the Lord Jesus Christ and his forgiveness of their sins, and get out of their sin and start living by the word of Almighty God, growing to be one of his children and of his family. Now, 25. The Lord shall cause thee to be smitten before thy enemies. Thou shalt go out one way against them and flee seven ways before them, and shall be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth. Now, you see what he's telling them here? So to give you a better understanding that God will keep his word and his promise, he told them that the Lord shall cause them to be smitten before their enemies, and thou shalt go out one way and flee seven ways before them, and shall be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth. And what happened? For years, they were scattered. They had no country. They were scattered all over the earth. And they are still scattered in a lot of places. They do now, since 1948, have a land of their own. We finally got it back in 1948. There's still a lot of them scattered everywhere. God keeps his word. 26. And thy carcass shall be meat unto all fowls of the air, unto the beasts of the earth, and no man shall pray them away. The Lord will smite thee with the botch of Egypt, and with the emrods, and with the scab, and with the itch, whereof thou canst not be healed. Point to where they can't even be healed. Now, 28. The Lord shall smite thee with madness, blindness, and astonishment of heart. Do you hear this? And thou shalt grope at noonday as the blind gropeth in darkness, and thou shalt not prosper in thy ways, and thou shalt be only oppressed and spoiled evermore, and no man shall save thee. There'll be no one to save. Now, 30. Thou shalt betroth a wife, and another man shall lie with her. Thou shalt build a house, and thou shalt not dwell therein. Thou shalt plant a vineyard, and shall not gather the grapes thereof. Someone else will be taking it all. Thine ox shall be slain before thy eyes, and thou shalt not eat thereof. Thine ass shall be violently taken away from before thy face, and shall not be restored to thee. Thy sheep shall be given unto thy enemies, and thou shalt have none to rescue them. These consequences started back here with verse 15. We're now at 32, and they're still going. 32. The sons and thy daughters shall be given unto another people, and thy eyes shall look and fail with longing for them all the day long, and there shall be no might in thy hand. Nothing they'll be able to do about this. All because they would not keep his commandments in his statutes. And what do you think mankind today that is not keeping his word is going to pay? Because they are actually rejecting his Son and the Holy Spirit. And I'll tell you this. They're looking at a hill and that lake of fire. If they don't get right with the Lord God and start living by His word, we come on down now to 40. Now shall have olive trees throughout all thy coast, but thou shalt not anoint thyself with the oil, for thine olive shall cast his fruit. Tree's not going to bear. Now have nothing to make oil out of. Now, 41. Thou shalt beget sons and daughters, but thou shalt not enjoy them, for they shall go into captivity. But sons and daughters. And they're told all of this. Now, 42. All thy trees and fruit of thy land shall the locust consume. Locust is going to eat their trees and fruit of the land. 43. The stranger that is within thee shall get up above thee very high, and thou shalt come down very low. You see, they're fallen. Even that stranger that's among them is going to be better off than they are. 44. He shall lend to thee, and thou shalt not lend to him. He shall be the head, and thou shalt be the tail. One that had been actually their servants, now he's the head and they're the tail. Moreover, all these curses shall come upon thee and shall pursue thee and overtake thee till thou be destroyed, because thou hearkenest not unto the voice of the Lord thy God to keep his commandments and his statutes which he commanded thee. Listen to that. That one verse right there should really get you in the heart and your mind to let you understand obeying the word of God today is going to bring to you. And if you think that God will not keep his word, we see it here in the Old Testament as we study, and we know and see the happening of it. And a lot of things they were told even back then was for our day, and we've seen a lot of that already happen and take place. This word of God is true. Now, Verse 46, and they shall be upon thee for a sign and for a wonder, and upon thy seed forever. 47, because thou servest not the Lord thy God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. He's letting them know they could serve him with joy and with gladness of heart and have abundance of all things by keeping his commandments and his statutes that he's given. And it's the same for you and I today. If we walk in his word, keeping his word, walking with the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit of Almighty God, he will see that we have everything we need to make it through this life and to come home to him. And we'll not have to be destroyed. Now, Verse 48. Therefore shall thou serve thy enemies, which the Lord shall send against thee in hunger and in thirst and in nakedness and in want of all things. And he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck until he have destroyed thee. You want to serve the enemy. That's what he's telling you. You're going to serve your enemies. You're going to be hungry, thirsty, even naked. And he told them in one of all things. All things. 49. The Lord shall bring a nation against thee from afar, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flieth, a nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand. Going to bring a nation against you. It has also been predicted for the last of days. We know that's not as far off as we think. Israel today is being shelled almost every day, causing destruction and death. And their land has been surrounded by enemies wanting to wipe them off the face of the earth. And if you really get into God's Word in the New Testament and the Book of Revelations, you'll find out come is for mankind. Now, 50. A nation of fierce countenance, which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young. And he shall eat the fruit of thy cattle, the fruit of thy land, until thou be destroyed, which also shall not leave thee either corn, wine, or oil, or the increase of thy kind, or flocks of thy sheep, until he have destroyed thee. And he shall besiege thee in all thy gates until thy high and fenced walls come down, wherein thou trustest, throughout all thy land. And he shall besiege thee in all thy gates, throughout all thy land, which the Lord thy God has given thee. nothing they've done to protect themselves is going to hold up. Their enemies will come through it all. 53. Thou shalt eat the fruit of thy own body, the flesh of thy sons and of thy daughters, which the Lord thy God has given thee, in the siege and in the straitness wherewith thine enemies shall distress thee, so that the man that is tender among you and very delicate, his eyes shall be evil toward his brother and toward the wife of his bosom, and toward the raiment of his children which he shall leave, so that he will not give to any of them of the flesh of his children whom he shall eat, because he has nothing left him in the siege and in the strictness wherewith thine enemies shall distress thee in all thy gates. Now, 56. The tender and the delicate women among you, which would not venture to set the sole of her foot upon the ground for delicateness and tenderness, her eye shall be evil toward the husband of her bosom, and toward her son, and toward her daughter, and toward her young one that cometh out from between her feet, and toward her children, which she shall bear, for she shall eat them for want of all things, secretly in the siege, and the strictness wherewith thine enemies shall distress thee in thy gates. 58. If thou wilt not observe to do all the words of the law, of this law, that are written in this book, that thou mayest fear this glorious and fearful name, the Lord thy God. In other words, he's letting them know, you're not going to obey all the words of this law. It's written in this book. 59. Then the Lord will make thy plagues wonderful, and the plagues of thy seed even great plagues, and of long continuance, and sore sickness, and a long continuance. Moreover, he will bring upon thee all the diseases of Egypt, which thou wast afraid of, and they shall cleave unto thee. Also every sickness, every plague which is not written in the book of this law, them will the Lord bring upon thee until thou be destroyed. Not obeying the word of God means a lot of trouble. And you shall be left few in number, whereas you were as the stars of heaven for a multitude, because thou wouldest not obey the voice of the Lord thy God. And it's all because they wouldn't obey what God had told them to do, his laws, commandments, and his statutes. 63. And it shall come to pass that as the Lord rejoiced over you to do you good and to multiply you, so the Lord will rejoice over you to destroy you and to bring you to no home. And you shall be plucked from off of the land whither thou goest to possess it. He's telling exactly what is going to happen to them, because they will not keep his commandment and his statutes and the law he's given. 64, and the Lord shall scatter thee among all people from the one end of the earth even unto the other, and there shall serve other gods, which neither thou nor thy father have known, even wood and stone. And we know that that has happened. Not today. We're helping Jews in Ethiopia, in Africa, in a lot of different lands where they are stranded and have been for years and years. And they are hungry. And a lot of them are thirsty because they don't have any clean water. And they are dying because of the diseases and things that this all brings on them. And that's happening still today. Now, but you see, now there have been a lot of God's people come together that are reaching out to them again with the Word of God and with help. And among these nations shall thou find no ease, neither shall the sole of thy foot have rest. But the Lord shall give thee there a trembling heart, and failing of eyes, and sorrow of mind. And thy life shall hang in doubt before thee, and thou shalt fear day and night, and shalt have none assurance of thy life. And let me tell you something. If you will watch on TV and watch the Christian station, you'll see a lot of this and where they've been for years and the shape that they are in and what it's caused them to go through. I watch a Christian channel, and one that has put together an organization that are helping a lot of them, and to see how they are having to live, where they're living and how they are having to live, and to see what it has done to them, will make you cry. And I mean that sincerely. Now, in the morning, thou shalt say, would God it were even, and at even, thou shalt say, would God it were morning, for the fear of thy heart, wherewith thou shalt fear, and for the sight of thy eyes, which thou shalt see. And the Lord shall bring thee into Egypt again, with ships by the way, whereof I spake unto thee. Thou shalt see it no more again, and there shall be sold unto your enemies for bondsmen and bondswomen, and no man shall buy you. Think about it. All because of not keeping and doing the commandments and the statutes and the law that God had given. So what do you think is going to happen to those in this nation that has turned its back on Jesus, on the church, and on God's people? If he did that then, what's he going to do now? What's going to come? Well, if you get around any at all, you know and see what's coming. Because every time you go to the grocery store, you're going to find everything has went up. It's going to be hard to get food, get clothing, and the things that you need. And why? Because we are turning our back upon the Lord our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to stop here, okay? Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we close your word, we thank you for your word, Father, and we thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you for everything that we do have and for our lives, Father. Because we have that because of the Lord Jesus Christ and because of your love for mankind. And Father, I pray right now for those that are out there that are walking in darkness, going against you and against your word and against the Lord Jesus Christ. Will realize in their hearts, in their minds, that they are so wrong. And that they stand in need of one that is far greater than themselves, that can straighten things out and can help them. And that one being the Lord Jesus Christ. And that they will turn from their evil ways and will go to him and repent, be forgiven for their evil and sinful ways, and begin to walk in accordance with your word and the guidance of the Holy Spirit, to become born again children of yours, and a member of your family. Father, Kenny, my brother in Christ, and he's hurting. And Father, we lift him up in prayer. Don't let no ribs be broken, Father. A bruise or two, but no broken ribs, Father. He he's a good sized man with you know. We want him safe, Father. We want him healed, we want him healed. And we're calling this name, Father, in Jesus' name. Now, Father, for all of those that are walking in sickness and in need, we pray for those that are in sickness, Father, will reach out and lay claim to the healing that has been given to them by his stripes. By the stripes of Jesus, we are healed. Let them lay claim to that, Father, in full faith, in belief that it has been given and that it is done. Now, Father, as we separate now to the rest of this day until evening, keep us all in health, Father. Keep us safe. And bring us all back together again this evening at 6 p.m. and back in to this Bible study. We ask all of this, Father. In Jesus' name. We love you, Father. We love the Lord Jesus Christ. We love the Holy Spirit. And may we keep your word, Father, always. And may the Holy Spirit guide us so that we don't stray and that we don't walk in sin. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, all. Have a great day. Walk with God. He'll walk with you. Bye-bye now.